This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Energy is preparing to announce a major breakthrough in nuclear energy that may pave the way for clean power. The agency is expected to announce tomorrow that American scientists at the federally run Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have successfully produced a fusion reaction that resulted in clean energy. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody. It appears the United States was waiting on the suspect to complete his prison term on an unrelated charge in Libya. 2 years ago, Trump Attorney General Bill Barr announced he knew of his whereabouts and predicted his date with justice.
At long last, this man, responsible for killing Americans and many others, will be subject to justice for his crimes.
A judge is telling Trump lawyers and the federal government to figure it out. Rich Johnson explains.
At a closed-door hearing in Washington, Judge Beryl Howell pressed the Trump legal team and the Justice Department to find a solution themselves. This according to sources talking to CNN. The government contends the former president has not fully complied with a subpoena ordering him to turn over classified records. A spokesman says the Trump team will continue to cooperate, even in the face of what he called the highly weaponized and corrupt witch hunt from the Justice Department. I'm Rich Johnson.
A Patti LaBelle concert over the weekend was abruptly canceled while the singer was getting flowers from her front row fans. Security rushed the stage and escorted her away from the venue. Confusion from the singer and fans alike at the time turned out to be a bomb threat towards the venue. The performance at the Riverside Theater will be rescheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Canada's TC Energy said Sunday it has not yet determined the cause of a Keystone oil pipeline leak last week into a Kansas creek. The spill is estimated at 14,000 gallons. TC also said they're not sure when the pipeline will resume operations. Keystone pipeline is different from the Keystone XL pipeline, terminated by President Biden's policy. Group of 7 leaders will hold virtual talks later on Monday to discuss the war in Ukraine and support for the government in Kyiv following President Biden's call Sunday with his Ukrainian counterpart. The video conference, hosted by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin, Scholz will then make a statement to reporters at the conclusion. Iran has hung to death a second protester under the charge of being against God on Monday. Multiple respiratory illnesses are putting a burden on American hospitals. Tony Maruso explains.
We are turning now to a rise in flu and COVID cases across the country, roughly 1.5 times higher than last week, prompting some local officials to urge people to once again wear masks indoors and in schools, opposed by some parents. Dr. Jay Vermai with the Cornell Center for Pandemic Prevention says this.
I absolutely understand people's reluctance about masks, particularly in children. But if you actually want to keep kids in school and you want to make sure the schools are staffed, It turns out that masks are actually, especially during a surge like this, one of the best ways we can keep kids healthy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thanks for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We've got enough problems go around. We need people are willing to do some heavy lifting. And we need people that are willing also to get beyond the what they call the traditional Pareto principle, and that is you got 20% of the people doing 80% of the work. We need more involvement, more shared carrying of the weight here to get this country back on track. As I said, I'm glad that you're joining us right now. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, I am in Maui, Hawaii. The vlog, they call it the vlog. I'd never heard of the vlog, but this is the volcano, you know, fog that is coming over the island that the you know people have been dealing with here on the island for a bit. It's a new experience for me. I don't think I've ever experienced vlog before, unless we're talking about politics. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He is the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. Good morning, and it must be pretty early for you over there.
Yeah, just a bit. It's we're in the 5 o'clock hour. I know we talk about you know East Coast being 9 to noon, and then of course we get to the West in California, which I was just at, as you know, so 6 to 9. But yes, when you come here, 2 hour time difference right now the season. So you know, it takes me to 4 to 7. But yeah, it's a little bit early, but hey, it's okay. You know, it's hey, I'm in Hawaii, Melikalikamaka, man. How bad can it get, right?
Well, you know, somebody's got to suffer and do the time in Hawaii. We're close
well,
to you.
Thank you for helping me out. Just keep praying for me, buddy. I'm telling you. Hey, speaking of prayers, Dr. Fauci has admitted that Americans have mandate fatigue. I wonder when he realized that.
You know, probably when people quit listening to him. You know, it's amazing to me that he's come to this realization. I think he's going to come to a lot more realizations the more pressure and lawsuits that are filed against him, because I think this guy is a really bad guy, and I think he's going to get exposed big time in the next 12 months.
Phil, you say that as if you think Dr. Fauci has a conscience. I mean, people have a conscience would come to that conclusion, say, wow, okay, maybe I made my mistake. I don't see any indication, in all fairness. I mean, that sounds rather judgmental and critical. But he seems like such a fixed ideologue that, you know, he'll just move off into the sunset, you know, listening to Stairway to Heaven and blood running out the side of his ears. And, you know, he's got plenty of money in the bank, he and his wife, and they'll live happily ever after, for however long that is.
Well, you know, to me, he's a 16-year-old boy that has no concept of a conscience. He just knows he got caught by somebody and is trying to figure out how to maneuver into his next move so he can get the car on Friday night. I think you're right. The conscience is not his forte, for sure. But, you know, he loves the limelight. I mean, anything he can do. And I think that's going to be the thing that's going to hurt him, not lack of fun. It's going to be like, how do I get myself out there in the limelight And I think as time goes on, and I'm going to be the predictor here, the next 12 months is going to be very interesting for Fauci. I think we're going to see some enormous pressure put on him. And he's not going to be as happy as he's been in the last 10 years, for sure.
Well, if that's the case, that means we're starting to get closer to the truth. But when you have interference, like what's happening in California with Governor Newsom and this tribunal that they put together, you know, going after doctors, my good friend Dr. Faree down in Imperial Valley, you and I talked about this, Phil. You know, he and his partner, they were guilty of saving over 10,000 people during COVID by using some common sense, over-the-counter, vitamins and drugs, and no one of the 10,000 plus people that they took care of, no one went to the hospital, no one went on a ventilator, no one died from COVID. Now, I think that's a pretty good batting average, and I think that that's one that we should applaud and say, okay, what the heck did they do? And we need to implement that kind of modality with that kind of success record. But no, not the state of California. That violated their principles, and they're bringing doctors on the hot seat and threatening their medical license, Phil.
Well, along that line, I had a conversation with a nurse. They're new to Influence Church, and she is a nurse at a well-known hospital here in Southern California. That's all I'll say about her. Mm-hmm. But she said that she never was vaccinated. She had to wear the scarlet ribbon around her neck, basically, on her name tag, saying she wasn't vaccinated, had to get tested every single day, still does tested. Even though everybody, all of her peers, are watching children having heart attacks, blood clots that are uncharacteristic, never seen before in this section of the hospital that deals with children.
Oh, wow.
And she said it's unbelievable what's going on. And even the people that see it and acknowledge that this is unreal, this is not heard of, and it's only happening among the vaccinated children, they still persevere with this agenda of vaccination.
Yeah, and you got celebrities on TV. Oh, you need to get boosted. The president, continues to, tell people, get your injection, get boosted, keep your shots up to date. And we've got people dropping like flies, but we're supposed to ignore that. And the fact of the matter is that most reasonable people are not there. They're no longer ignoring it. And what I'm hearing, Phil, even here in Hawaii, where they put a full court press on everybody getting vaccinated, the people that got vaccinated have regrets. And nothing has happened to them as much as they have this foreboding sense that something could happen, especially when they hear more and more reports of very healthy people suddenly dropping dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and we don't know if there's a direct connection. I'm not trying to, amp up fears here, but I'm just saying we're a lot smarter than this. And we have to demand from the medical community and our government that we really know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. I mean, I go back to the 50s, and this is, I was alive barely at that time, but I read the reports regarding thalidomide. Phil, they wanted to at first, good intention, let's do something about the women's nausea. And so they produced this drug, and, down the road, they started realizing, well, women are having a lot of, suddenly we have an increased number of miscarriages. And then we started having deformed babies. And, they moved rather slowly. I mean, it was about 8 to 10 years before they did anything, much about this. And so here we are, being treated like a bunch of mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed the manure, as they say. And it's just another, we're not talking thalidomide, now we're talking COVID.
Yeah, well, and it's always about greed. It's always about the money. And I think we're going to see it. I mean, the stats are absolutely true that vaccinated people's death rate is increased. It is higher among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated.
Exactly.
And so that's not guessing. That's reality. And that's everybody's fight.
Exactly. And put this in the mix. Okay, just one person, myself. Dr. Fauci said natural immunity would only cover you for a couple of months. It's almost been 2 years for me. Phil, and I'm on top of this. I mean, every 60 days I run a blood test just so I can talk about it on the radio to be able to say, this is my personal experience having caught COVID and relying on my natural immunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and it can be. And, you know, it's up to any one of us to really continue on the traditions of Christmas, even in spite of this this post-Christian culture in which we live in. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. You know, Phil, I'll tell you, this is a ground that we need to continue to battle for. It's interesting because even as I go about during this Christmas season, you know, more people are relaxed and they know how to respond about Merry Christmas. I mean, some people still, you know, are kind of stuck on the Happy Holiday deal. And but, you know, I feel like maybe we've gone through that phase of, you know, somehow offending people because we in a sense, you know, in saying Merry Christmas to somebody, you know, what are we doing? I mean, we're casting a blessing upon the people that we meet up with. And so that's an offense that we want to bless somebody this Christmas season?
Well, you know, I think the absurdity is obvious. And what I told our church, and I just said, hey, when somebody says, happy holiday, just return back Merry Christmas. And most people, when you tell them that, they will return back Merry Christmas to you.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like Dennis Prager. I mean, he and I were having this discussion. He said, I say Merry Christmas. It is Christmas.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I say that? You know, and it's also Hanukkah. But it's a great American celebrated holiday, and I'm going to shout it out even though I'm Jewish and not Christian.
Yes.
And I think that's what we have to realize, that just because this, you know, 5% or whatever the number is, insane PC people are out there, we give them credibility when we comply with their request.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's our heart, Phil. I mean, our heart is one that we want to embrace and receive God's blessing. And as we do, you know, we naturally pay it forward. It just passes through it, which is the ordination and the idea of why God blesses us. He doesn't bless us just so that we're blessed. He blesses us so that we'll bless others. And here it is. I mean, the single greatest gift that God has given his creation, his son, and we're going to thwart that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And here we go back to when you lose courage, which Winston Churchill said is the foundation of all other great attributes.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose courage, you lose so much of yourself. And it takes courage to say, no, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to do that. And to be a person of conviction and value-based and be true to yourself. And I think that's the challenge, is we've taken mankind and we've turned them into something other than themselves. And that's why comedy has almost, you know, basically disappeared from the, from the mainstream of media. It's because the courage to allow people to talk about people and have fun and to joke. And, you know, my whole life, you know, I've always loved humor, and it's such a way to kind of, you know, let's just say stabilize the conversation, you know, where somebody can make fun of me, I make fun of them. We move on, and we deal with delicate subjects in humorous ways.
Exactly.
That allows us all to kind of move forward. And that's the critical part, but it goes back to foundational courage.
Yes.
It really does. And the comedians, by the way, let me say this, they were all up on this, you know, PC talk until it hit them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
now look what's happened.
Exactly. I mean, they can't even, you know, find a way to get back on campus and hit the campus comedy circuit. And for what? A small minority of people. I mean, this is the tyranny of the minority that is overtaken. And people need to understand, you know, maybe like that elephant that realizes, oh, my God, it's not a chain. It's just this light rope I could snap in two. But we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned early on, and now we're, you know, dancing around the tulips here, trying not to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, give me a break, you know. Life does not come without any pain. And we learn from that, and, you know, in all sorts of ways and experiences. But, you know, for some reason, this performance trophy generation is afraid of a boo-boo and afraid to have their feelings hurt. And meanwhile, they're running full-blown amok. I mean, you know, this is like insane. I, Phil, I just keep praying, God, where's, you know, it's almost like we need some big voice or something to bust through all the insanity to say, stop it. You know, like I told you, in the Hispanic culture, you know, grandmothers were the ones, man. They would give you that eye. You know, you're being stupid. You're being a menso. You know, look at you. And they give you that eye. And first, you know, and if you didn't respond, like, stop, you know, the next thing she would reach down, she would pull off her chancla, her house slipper. Man, she'd fire that right at you. And the eye, and not that it would necessarily hurt or bruise you or cut you up. It was just the idea that your grandmother was throwing her house slipper at you. And you knew you better straighten up, because especially if she was rolling tortillas. Because if she was rolling tortillas, the next thing that came at you would hurt, would bruise, it would take you out, and that was the rolling pin. And there's something about grandma. I'm telling you, Mexican grandmothers, they are lethal. I mean, they don't need an AR-15. They got rolling pins, man. They can take your eye out. They'll put you down.
Well, you know what? I know there's a whole audience out there that are thinking about their ethnicity I remember I said something to my grandmother one time, and I'm not sure, she was Great Britain. I'm not sure what she took off, and she was an easy 200 bills. I mean, she was 250 maybe, you know, and she's about 5 foot tall. But man, when she started running, I said, what happened? I get away from her. I rolled under the bed. She took the broom, bristle side, and just started jabbing me with it until I got out. And then with me. You know, so I don't know what I said, but I'm not sure I ever said it again.
Yeah, right. Well, it's such a nightmare. You just flapped it out of your mind. Boy, there's nothing worse than upsetting a 250-pound, you know, grandma of muscle. I mean, if you have any doubt that there's not a God, I'll tell you what, you unleash your grandmother, and all of a sudden you begin to understand and appreciate, you know, supernatural powers and a grandmother's corrective style. But this is what we need. I mean, could you imagine unleash the grandmothers in Chicago, all these gun shootings every weekend or like that. Man, that party stops quick. You know, and you've seen cases. I've seen it where the mothers, you know, are dragging their kids by. I mean, here's this little gangbanger kid. I remember this video. It was great. This, you know, think he's all that in a bag of chips in the neighborhood. He's 13, and the mom goes and grabs. She's dragging him to the police by his ear, and he's all, you know, he's all ganged up. His pants are hanging, you know, below his waistline, you know, and acting like all that. And his mother straightens him out in 2 seconds by grabbing his ear, dragging him down to the police.
Well, and I think that the principle here is that there is a respect and an honor that goes within family units.
That's right.
When the family units fail to exercise that, that's when you have chaos in society, because there are not enough police to control societal ills. And if the family is not doing it, and whether that's grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, a sibling, whatever it is, there has to be this collective accountability of right and wrong.
Exactly.
And when that stops, that's when chaos ensues. And that, I think that's some of what we're seeing today is the breakdown of family units.
We've lost God's vision on this, Phil. This is why we're untethered and out of control. You know, as you and I talked about before, it's about the revelatory word of God. We've got to sync up with what God says about families. If not, I mean, we're in serious. I mean, you already see what's going on, and how much worse can we handle?
Well, I think we're going to find out if we keep this agenda going. That's for dang sure. But
well,
anyway, I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day to the listeners. And pray to Almighty God for our nation, healing of a nation.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friend. President and founder of American Faith, Phil Hudson.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year.
Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in-store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Energy is preparing to announce a major breakthrough in nuclear energy that may pave the way for clean power. The agency is expected to announce tomorrow. American scientists at the federally run Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have successfully produced a fusion reaction that resulted in clean energy. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody. It appears the United States was waiting on the suspect to complete his prison term on an unrelated charge in Libya. 2 years ago, Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr announced he knew of his whereabouts and his date with justice.
At long last, this man, responsible for killing Americans and many others, will be subject to justice for his crimes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Sierra. With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And with the holiday drawing closer, now is the time to get ahead of your holiday shopping for loved ones, right? With tech gifts at the top of everyone's list, finding the best deals is key. Now, here to share some timely deals and advice for choosing the best mobile gift is the tech expert, Andrew Testa of Verizon. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's good to talk.
Well, always. Of course, Andrew is the local communications for Verizon and an expert on 5G. When I say local, I mean local like nearby neighborhood. I don't mean loco like some people might think because I'm Hispanic that I'm trying to say that he's crazy. But probably with some of these deals and everything like that that he's got to hand out for us. Maybe some people may wonder, Andrew, but, you know, it's just teasing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about why this is a good time to consider mobile technology gifts.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, technology seems to always be at the top of everyone's list these days. And, you know, I think with the holidays coming, it's really at the top of the holiday wish list. So the great news is you don't have to break the bank to be able to get a hold of some of this tech. We've got Verizon has amazing deals on the hottest phones, the hottest technology, whether that's earbuds or gaming or, you know, phone cases and chargers and all those kinds of things. We've got amazing deals on all of them. Verizon really is your one-stop shop.
Well, they really are. I mean, I just upgraded to the 14, and plus, you know, while I was there, I said, hey, let's upgrade the watch, too, you know. So there's plenty of things to choose from, right?
Yes, that's amazing. So, you know, one of my favorite phones, you mentioned the 14, but, you know, one of my favorites this year is the Google Pixel 7 Pro. And what I love about this phone, it has this feature called the Magic Eraser. So if you take the perfect holiday photo, you've got your family all looking at the camera, everyone's smiling, but you notice a photo bomber in the back.
Yes.
Like, oh, no. Well, this feature will automatically detect where that photo bomber is and erase them as if they never, as if they were never there. And, you know, you mentioned, you upgraded, you got a watch. Well, we've got this deal in place for everyone. So you can trade in your old phone. You can get the new Google Pixel 7 Pro. And you can get a smartwatch or a tablet or earbuds included. So it's kind of like a gift for you and a gift to give.
Wow.
All on us.
What a deal. We love Verizon, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
It's,
Well, we love it because you're like everyday Santas here. I mean, you got all this good stuff and you're just passing it on to us. And, you know, this is what entices us and keeps us connected, you know, to the Verizon folks. So what's first in line for holiday tech this year?
Yeah, so, for gamers, right, we've got an amazing offer for gamers that you're going to want to learn about here. So if you've got kids like mine, right, so they love to play their video games, and they'll play a game, and they'll play it for like 3 or 4 days straight, and then, of course, you know, they get tired of it and move on to the next one. At Verizon, we've got Xbox All Access. And so for just $24.99 a month, you get the console, and you get hundreds of games included. So, you know, you don't have that big upfront cost of having to buy a console and then having that big upfront cost of, buying all those games. You get the console and the games included, just $24.99 a month.
Wow, what a deal. That's incredible. So, and then what about the games? There's plenty of games to choose from on an ongoing basis for that that monthly fee?
Hundreds of games included. So, you know, for me, I love to play the sports games. My kids, they love, the Roblox and, you know, the other games. So it's, it's great. It's really great for the whole family. And, again, you don't have to, you know, continue to buy game after game. It's all there and all included.
Wow, that's a great offering from Verizon, Andrew. Whatever genius came up with that one, you got to give him the beneficial suggestion award for this Christmas season. I love that idea, and look at your kids are gamers. You know the upfront expenses, what's involved, and then about every month when you're buying a new game, that's about what you're paying on a monthly basis anyway. And now you've got full access, right?
100%. You got it.
Wow. Let's talk about some other affordable tech gifts, Andrew.
Yeah. So, you know, you cannot forget the stocking stuffers. So, we've got really affordable accessories. So we've got up to 75% off of phone cases and screen protectors. We've got up to 70% off select Verizon chargers. So, you know, you can avoid that battery anxiety that comes with, you know, the holidays and traveling and running out of battery. But really, from anything from those to Bluetooth speakers and earbuds, things like that, super affordable deals and perfect for stocking stuffers.
Yeah, and the technology, talk on that a little bit. We've got about 3 minutes left here, so a little extra time, Andrew. Talk about how the technology has improved, with earbuds and speakers.
Yeah, so, we've got all of these available at Verizon, and, the earbuds, I think, have become so critical to have. So, you know, for me, I love the Google Pixel Buds Pro. They pair perfectly with your smartphone in seconds. And, you know, as the sound quality is amazing. They have noise canceling features in them. And, you know, what I love about them is they also stay in your ear. And so, you know, I've got my right ear is a little different from my left ear. And so sometimes, you know, in the past, you'd have to worry about one falling out or whatever. Nowadays, they make them so great. They fit in your ear perfectly. And, you know, you can take work calls or listen to music. They have become so essential. And, of course, you can get them as part of that deal as well.
Yeah. Here we are. We've gotten so personal. I'm finding out things about you I didn't know. You got one ear different than the other. And now I know that's what makes you so special, Andrew. Okay. And we won't tell anybody except for the millions that are tuning in right now. So it'll be our little secret, right?
Between all of us.
Well, why not? And, I love how, the earbuds have, and you're exactly right. Sometimes, you know, you just have the sense that they're going to fall out. But these earbuds, I mean, you know, they're in there. They're pretty secure, you know, so that's great. Now, what about the speakers themselves? Because I've noticed the speakers. I mean, I am a speaker person. I have got to have good sound. I've always been around professional equipment and the studios and that sort of thing, as you can imagine. So, I have got to hear from speakers. I got to hear out of speakers that really give me the full breadth of the band, the bandwidth and the bass and all that good stuff.
Oh, boy, do I have a speaker for you. So okay. One of my favorites this year is called the JBL Party Box On The Go. Now, what is amazing about this speaker is it's big, but it's portable. And the sound is booming. And what I love about it, too, is it comes with a microphone. So if you wanted to do karaoke or if you wanted to use it, whether it's at an event or you wanted to MC, something, it is absolutely perfect. And it's got a really cool light show on the front. And the bass is amazing. And
no
it's
way.
A great deal.
Wow.
It's at Verizon right now. So,
I'll tell you what,
you want to check that out.
You throw in a disco ball, it's done. You know, we that's all we need, right? A little disco ball to go with the party box and the light show. I mean, Rockets Red Glare. We're going to party on here. That's awesome. The JBL party box. Okay, I'm checking that out, Andrew. I may have to put that on the list to tell the kids, okay, you know what to get Dad and Grandpa this year, you know? So that's awesome. And you can do karaoke with it too, huh?
Absolutely. So you're going to want to go to Verizon.com/deals, learn all about what we've got for the holidays. We've got something for everyone.
Well, there he is, the tech expert Andrew Testa of Verizon. He leads the local communications for Verizon and is an expert on 5G and everything that has to do with the holidays.
December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge. And even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long. So visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Me too.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love. Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Song for the season, huh? I mean, how do you how can you not be joyful this holiday season when we're surrounded by such music and, you know, the brightness of everything, the reds, the greens, you know, all that this season represents, the hope, the expectation, you know, the love. Adam Holtz is with us from PluggedIn.com, lest I continue to wax on here. You know, hey, I love this time of year, Adam, and I'm glad you're here with us. How are you, buddy?
And how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Melikalikimakaville. I'm in Maui, oh, wow, Hawaii with the daughter unit and my son-in-law and the two grandkids that are just, they put the Eveready bunny to shame. The bunny has nothing on these kids, let me tell you.
Oh, boy. I have lived it.
Yes, yes.
I understand.
Yeah, it's really God's super blessing, you know, upon us, you know, grandkids. It's just, wow. You know, what can you say? I mean, it really, especially at this time of year, because if you pause and you just look at the season, you know, through their eyes, if you can capture it, you can appreciate why Jesus said, hey, don't keep the kids from me, because such is the kingdom of heaven, right?
Amen. Amen. I think we could probably wrap things up right there if you want to.
Well, but they'd be disappointed because they know you have more wisdom to share.
Well,
I mean, this is the, yeah, this is the Advent season, the third week. Yeah. And, you know, again, we've had 2 weeks. The third week is leading us. We'll have 4 weeks of the Advent season leading us to, you know, the greatest gift ever given to God's creation, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, Advent is, by definition, a season of waiting. And honestly, Bill, most of us are waiting for something, right? I mean,
right. Depending
on the season of life, you know, you've got kids who are waiting for Christmas break. My kids have 2 days of school left this week, and I'm serious, you would think that they were going to be done with school forever, as excited as they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are... I was single till I was 34. Some of us are waiting for a spouse. And obviously I've been married for
almost 20 years.
I was going to say, stop waiting for a spouse. You're already married.
Right, right. No, I want to just acknowledge
that. No, exactly. You're right. Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, some people wait for kids, and as you get older, sometimes you wait for things you don't want. You know, you wait for a diagnosis because something has gone wrong, or you're waiting for a loved one to come to Christ. And I think that there are so many spiritual applications just to that idea of what are we waiting for, you know, in terms of literally answering that question, but also what are we waiting for in terms of why not trust Jesus more deeply today?
Right.
You know, there's no time to waste here. And, and I say that as always with one finger pointed at you and four pointed back at myself because I get distracted too. So it's, we're all in this together, and we can all, I think, if we're paying attention, if we're alert, we have opportunities every day to look to Jesus ourselves and to point other people toward him as well.
Well, the fact that you're waiting and you have expectation, that in and of itself is a blessing, isn't it? I mean, no matter what it is, I mean, you're expecting, looking for an answer. May not be the right answer, one that you expected, but we're looking for an answer. And this is the season, you know, we're waiting to open the presents under the tree, hoping that, you know, somebody has somehow mind melted with me and been able to figure out what it is that I really want that's so important. You know, I mean, all kinds of expectations, right?
My kids have low trust there, so they just fill up the Amazon shopping cart and say, here, all you have to do is push the button. We're going to make it easy for you. So. Oh, technology.
Yeah. But God bless them for doing that. That way it does, you know, take a little bit of the mystery out and makes it a little bit easier because sometimes, you know, for some people, you know, honoring the Christmas season and you want people to feel loved and that sort of thing and, you know, meet expectations, maybe even get fortunate enough to exceed them, I guess. And especially and we're talking about the consumer aspect. I get it. But it is pervasive and we want to be able to use that aspect of the culture, you know, for good to where we can talk about the things that matter more that aren't going to wear out that you know, you're not going to have to take back to the store and exchange, but something that has eternal consequences. Because more importantly, that's what this season is all about. And of course, we're reminded this week in the third week of Advent that, hey, it's about rejoicing. I mean, of course, the apostle said, you know, after you rejoice, just keep rejoicing. I mean, you think about that. I mean, stay, you know, that's a good mood to stay in this holiday season. I mean, just keep rejoicing. Forget about that, you know, that lost parking space that you got cheated out at the mall. I mean, it matters so little, you know.
That guy driving the huge truck. The guy in a huge truck.
Yeah. When you got your little Mini Cooper against a huge truck, you got to, you know, you can't go too Chihuahua on him because if you do, then you're going to get smooshed, right?
Exactly.
But I love Chihuahuas.
So, I wanted to point your listeners toward a movie that is out just today and tomorrow, a FATHOM event called 5,000 Blankets.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you did.
It's based on a true story about a boy who, his father ended up homeless. And that's sort of the impetus here, but he started a movement just to give blankets to homeless people. And so even as we think about our own families, it doesn't take very much to do something meaningful that can really have an impact on somebody else's life who may be less fortunate than us. So if you're looking for a really inspiring movie to go see, you can see that one tonight and tomorrow night, and obviously the full review is up at PluggedIn.com as well. But it's a little bit off the beaten path movie-wise. Obviously, we've got Avatar coming out this week, and that's what most people are thinking about, but I wanted to just let people know about that one if they hadn't heard about it. Blanket.
It's really good because it, you know, what comes to mind really quick here, you know, we've been talking with Dr. Danny Huerta there at Focus as well, and Danny's theme a couple of weeks ago was about you know, encouraging his children to be noticers, you know, that we need to be aware of people who, you know, they may be having a rough time, you know, this Christmas season.
Yeah.
We know that depression can come in, but what do we do? Do we want to come alongside? Do we want to offer a smile? I mean, you'd be surprised, like you said, Adam, and I'm glad you brought this up, is that it doesn't take a whole lot. You know, no, sometimes it's just, you know, as the Bible talks about, that aptly spoken word. What is that? And oftentimes that aptly spoken word, you feel like, did I just have an out-of-body experience? Who said that? I didn't say that, did I? Well, it came out of my mouth, but, you know, it's not me, but it's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, look, at you know, Adam needs to catch this word, or Joe needs to hear this word, or this, you know, you may say a homeless person. But for the grace of God, go I, you know, right. That you offer a human touch, human expression, especially for all that, you know, we've been anemic over for the last couple of years with COVID and everything, you know. So it doesn't take a lot, as you said, and I'm glad you put it that way.
No, and I think that the other thing is we live in a world that is dehumanizing. And it's dehumanizing in so many ways. And it's easy just to see other people as objects. And it's easy to not see those in need at all, right? I mean, we can just sort of tune them out.
Yeah.
And,
I got presents to buy. I'm running to the mall. I got to take care of kids. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I drove 100 miles in town on Saturday taking kids from event to event. It was insane.
In town, 100 miles? Lordy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was from 7 a.m. to about 9 o'clock Saturday night. And, you know, that's great. They're all doing meaningful things. I'm not even trying to complain about it. But like you said, we can get so wrapped up on our own stuff that we don't notice anybody. You know, we barely notice even our own family, let alone people outside of our family.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and I'm guilty of that as well. I guess you might describe me as being a bit type A. And when I get focused on a project, it's like, you know, boom, you know, I mean, I'm like, I'm really pressed down. I'm going at it. And gosh, I remember, you know, my young son, he would want to talk to me, and he would grab my face with both his hands and, you know, and point him in his direction. He wanted eye contact. Of course, it made it quite precarious when I was driving, and he would do that. But, you know, hey, but I got what he meant, and that in and of itself was a blessing, you know, and I knew that God was using him to, you know, try to get me to slow down. And I try to be conscious of it. I really do. But I know that, you know, it's almost like I want to warn people in advance to come into my orbit, you know.
Of all of the pop music songs that have ever been released, the one to this day that stops me in my tracks emotionally every single time I hear it is Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Harry Chapin.
Because, because whether you have been the son or you become the father, I mean, it's a profound song, and I think it deals with a biblical reality, and that is that time is fleeting, right?
Yeah,
And Scripture says to make the most of every opportunity, and so we want to do that.
Well, speaking of opportunities, also at PluggedIn.com, you've got the redo. We've got the redo of Father Stu, huh? I'm glad they did this.
I am, too. What a great movie, and it's a lot better with hundreds of profanities taken out. So
unnecessary.
Check out our overview.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, I hope it reminds Hollywood and others, again, you know, Ted Baer has been reporting on this for a long time and encouraging studios to be more family-friendly, because the family-friendly movies always do mo' better, don't they?
They do mo' better. That's exactly right.
If I might say. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. We're so grateful and thankful for the one and only Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Merry Christmas, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com. Frustrated.